天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环。工厂张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个步子。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们来分享诗篇第126篇中的讯息。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你是否正在寻找快乐呢？你是否对快乐有自己的定义呢？好，如果说你心中还没有一个确切的答案的话，那就让我们来听听诗人是怎么阐述快乐的。
Hello, our listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to this broadcast.
很高兴你能收听我们的节目。
We have been looking at Psalm 126.
我们正在研读诗篇126篇。
And this psalm is helping us to define happiness.
这篇诗帮助我们了解什么是快乐。
We saw in the last broadcast that happiness is freedom.
在上次节目里，我们提到快乐就是自由。
But what is freedom?
但是什么是自由呢？
The Bible said in John 8:36,
约翰福音八章三十六节讲到，
If the Son therefore shall make you free, you are free indeed.
所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
When Jesus saves you,
当耶稣基督拯救你的时候，
He not only saves you from the punishment of sin,
他不但救你脱离罪的刑罚，
He saves you from the power of sin,
他更救你脱离罪恶的权势。
Sin has no dominance over you anymore,
罪再也不能控制你。
And you are free to be truly happy,
你自由了，并得到真正的快乐。
If you're listening to this broadcast for the first time,
亲爱的朋友，如果你是第一次收听我们这个节目，
We are in the middle of a series of messages from the Psalms.
我们正在讲一系列关于诗篇的信息。
And last time we began to define happiness by studying Psalm 126.
在上次节目里，我们开始研读诗篇126篇，学习什么是真正的快乐。
Let us read it together once again.
让我们再读一次这首诗。诗篇第126篇。当耶和华将那些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦中就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事。耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。耶和华，求你使我们被掳的归回，好像南地的河水复流。流泪撒种的必欢呼收割，那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
In verses 1, 2, and 3, we learned that happiness is freedom.
在第一、二、三节中，我们看到快乐就是自由。
Christ frees us from the bondage of sin's power.
耶稣基督把我们从罪恶的捆绑中释放出来。
So that we can live a new life in freedom.
让我们能够得到一种全新的自由的生命。
Paul tells us in Colossians chapter 1 verse 13,
保罗在哥罗西书一章十三节说，
that Jesus delivered us from the power of Satan.
耶稣救我们脱离黑暗的权势。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13, he says,
在哥林多前书十章十三节他说，
Jesus enables us to live in victory over temptation.
耶稣让我们能够战胜试探。
Now, my listening friend, of course, let me caution you here.
可是，亲爱的朋友，我想要提醒你一点。
Freedom is not being able to do whatever you want to do.
自由并不意味着你可以随心所欲地做任何事情。
Doing whatever you want could be your most terrible bondage.
为所欲为可能成为你最可怕的捆锁。
Many people feel that they are trapped in their situation.
很多人觉得自己被困在目前的处境当中。
And they want to flee from where God has placed them.
他们想要逃离神所安排的环境。
But the Bible teaches that true freedom is in obedience to God.
可是圣经教导我们，真正的自由是从顺服神获得的。
Real joy is in submission to the will of God.
顺服神的旨意才能享受真正的快乐。
Never forget the price of your freedom.
永远不要忘记你的自由是用什么代价换取而得的。
It cost God the very precious blood of His Son.
它是用神儿子的宝血换来的。
Our freedom in Christ is free, but it is not cheap.
我们在耶稣基督里的自由是白白得来，却不是廉价的。
Yes, my friend, happiness is freedom.
所以，亲爱的朋友，快乐就是自由。
But secondly, happiness is fullness.
第二，快乐是丰富和圆满。
In verse 4, the psalmist gets out of the gate of Jerusalem.
在第四节中，诗人从耶路撒冷的城门出来。
Then he moves south into the land known as the Negev.
向南走，去到一个叫南地的地方。
Now the word Negev is a Hebrew word meaning dry.
在希伯来语里，南地的意思是干旱。
The south of Palestine is dry because it's close to the Sinai Desert.
巴勒斯坦的南端靠近西奈沙漠，气候非常干燥。
And during the dry season in that region,
在那个地区旱季的时候呢，
the riverbeds would be exposed.
河床都会暴露出来。
They would be empty and dry with the ground cracking.
河水干涸，河床龟裂。
And when the rain comes, the watercourse would fill to overflowing.
但当降雨的时候，河水涨满。
And it looks absolutely gorgeous.
景色非常壮观。
And the people of God saw their captivity as the dry season.
对于神的子民来说，他们被掳的日子就像是旱季。
They saw it as a season of desperation.
一个让人绝望的季节。
So they were asking God to fill the rivers and the streams with His blessing.
他们祈求神以他所赐的福来充满河流和小溪。
Spiritually speaking, the dry and empty water course in the desert is very much like our world today.
从属灵的意义来说，沙漠里枯干的河道就像是我们今天的世界。
Where we know the price of everything, yet we understand not the values of things.
我们知道每件东西的价格，却不了解它们的价值。
These days are like the days of the prophet Jeremiah.
当今就像是先知耶利米所在的年代。
When he cried out, saying, "My people have committed two evils."
那时他大声疾呼，我的百姓做了两件恶事。
They have forsaken their fountain of living water.
就是离弃神这活水的泉源。
In forsaking God, they began to dig some cisterns that are dry, broken, and cannot hold water.
为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
My beloved friend, listen carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细听着。
Education and social reformation are not the answer to our world today.
教育和社会改革不能解决今天这个世界的问题。
Our problem is a spiritual problem.
我们的问题是属灵的问题。
Our problem is a moral problem.
我们的问题是道德的问题。
And the only answer is in Jesus Christ.
而唯一解决的办法就是耶稣基督。
The psalmist knew that the water course of the Negev cannot be filled again unless there is rain.
诗人知道南地的河流只有在下雨后才能重新充满。
And the rain cannot come unless God sends it down.
而只有神才能赐下雨水。
The psalmist knew that the source of his blessing from the beginning to end is God.
诗篇的作者知道从头到末了福分都是从神而来。
The psalmist understood that there can be no true fullness if God is not the source of it.
如果不认定神是万福之源，就没有真正的丰满。
There can be no true satisfaction unless God is the fountain of it.
如果神不是泉源，就没有真正的满足。
There can be no true blessing if God is not the author of it.
如果不是从神而来，就没有真正的福气。
And if happiness is fullness, then we should experience the fullness of Christ on a daily basis.
如果快乐就是丰满，我们就该每天都经历基督的丰富。
Ephesians 5:18 and following tells us.
以弗所书五章十八节那里的经文告诉我们。
That we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit daily.
我们要每天被圣灵充满。
Colossians 3:16 and following tells us.
哥罗西书三章十六节开始的经文说。
That we daily need to be filled with the Word of God.
我们每天都要被神的话语充满。
According to Acts 5:6, we need to be filled daily with faith.
使徒行传第五、第六章则教导我们每天要被信心充满。
So that God can use us and answer our prayers.
这样神就能使用我们并回答我们的祷告。
So that when we humble ourselves before Him, He will do great things in our midst.
当我们谦卑在神面前的时候，神就会在我们中间成就大事。
Happiness is freedom and fullness.
快乐是自由和丰满。
But also in verses 5 and 6 of Psalm 126,
在诗篇126篇的第五、第六节，
The psalmist tells us that happiness is also fruitfulness.
诗人告诉我们，快乐也是结满果实。
Like most cities, Jerusalem was dependent for food supply that comes out of the city.
就像其他很多的城市，耶路撒冷也要依赖外地供应粮食。
And the Assyrian invasion had swept the land, leaving destruction behind.
而入侵的亚述大军横扫全地，留下一片废墟。
But God delivered his people supernaturally from the Assyrians.
然而神超自然的介入，搭救他的子民脱离亚述的军队。
But now, how are they going to keep on staying alive?
但是耶路撒冷的居民以后靠什么生存呢？
Should they eat their seed that they have kept for planting?
难道要吃那些用来耕种的种子吗？
Or should they plant it?
还是应该就把种子种下去。
So that they may get harvest in the following year.
这样他们明年就可以有所收成。
No wonder the psalmist said that the sowers were weeping as they were scattering the seed.
难怪诗人说，耕种的人在流泪撒种。
And this picture is not unlike that of the Christian life.
然而这幅图画正像基督徒的生活。
God opens our spiritual eyes to see the truth.
神开我们的心眼，让我们明白真理。
He converts us and makes us born again.
他改变我们，让我们重生。
He saves us by His grace.
神赐恩拯救我们。
Then God says to us, now that you know the truth, see to it that you follow it.
然后神对我们说，既然你明白真理，就应该好好跟随真理。
Now that you know what is pleasing to God and what is not, do what is pleasing to God.
既然你知道了什么是神所喜悦的，什么是神所憎恶的，那就去行神所喜悦的。
Now you know that you have received freely, therefore I want you to be my co-laborers.
既然你白白地接受救恩，那就做我的同工。
God is saying, I want you to be fruitful in my kingdom.
神说，我要使你在我的国度里多结果子。
God is saying, I don't want you to just be sitting in church.
神说，我不希望你只是坐在教会里。
I have saved your soul.
我已经拯救了你的灵魂。
Therefore, see to it that you sin no more.
那就要警醒，不要再犯罪。
Not only that, but tell others about me.
不仅如此，还要把这个好消息告诉其他人。
Why does God need preachers and witnesses?
为什么神需要人去讲道，去做见证呢？
Why does God need men and women in their workplace telling about Jesus?
为什么神需要我们在工作的场所传讲耶稣呢？
Why couldn't he just do it himself?
为什么他自己不做这一切呢？
He could.
他绝对可以做得到。
But that's not the way he chooses to do it.
但这不是神选择的方式。
He wants you to work with him in producing fruit for the kingdom.
他希望你和他一起为他的国度多结果子。
In fact, you see in the first half of Psalm 126, there is singing.
你可以从诗篇126篇的前半部分看到歌唱。
And at the end of the psalm, they are weeping.
在诗的结尾看到流泪。
What does this contrast teach us?
这种对比告诉了我们什么呢？
First of all, you cannot predict what God will do.
首先，你无法测透神将要做什么。
Sometimes God supernaturally answers our prayers immediately.
有些时候神会显神迹，立刻垂听我们的祷告。
Other times he makes us wait.
另一些时候神会让我们等候。
In some events, God works for us.
在某些时候神替我们做工。
In other events, he works in and through us.
另一些时候他通过我们来做工。
It takes the wisdom of God to discern the way he wants to work.
神用他的智慧来决定做事的方式。
The second lesson here is this.
这里的第二个功课是
God frees us so that we might serve him.
神释放了我们，我们就可以来服侍他。
And if you and I sow the seed faithfully,
如果我们忠心地为神撒种，
and water the seed with our tears and our prayers,
用我们的泪水和祷告来灌溉，
God will give us a harvest.
神就一定会让我们收割。
Whether it will be in your family, your church, or your work,
不管在你的家庭、你的教会还是你的工作场所。
One day, we shall rejoice as we come to him bringing in the sheaves.
有一天，我们一定会欢呼着把收割的庄稼带到神面前。
A fruitful life is a happy life.
一个多结果子的人生是快乐的人生。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because a fruitful Christian is experiencing God's power in his life.
因为一个多结果子的基督徒在他生命中经历了神的大能，
And he is fulfilling his greatest potential.
并且竭尽全力发挥了他最大的潜能。
My listening friend, as I bring this message to conclusion, I want you to listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，当我要结束今天的信息的时候，我盼望你能够仔细地听。
Because somehow we are not aware of the subtlety of the devil.
通常我们不会留心魔鬼有什么狡猾。
Because just as God has a formula for happiness,
就像神有关于快乐的原则，
The devil has a formula for happiness too.
魔鬼也有他那一套快乐的原则。
And he is offering it to us all the time.
而且他无时无刻不向我们推销他的原则。
Here is the devil's formula.
魔鬼的快乐原则是，
If you sow in joy now,
如果你现在欢乐地播种，
Do as you please now,
随心所欲，
You will reap in sorrow tomorrow,
明天你就会痛苦收割。
Because sin always begins with pleasure, but it ends with pain.
因为罪往往从享乐开始，以痛苦收场。
Sin always begins with freedom, but it ends in bondage.
罪从自由开始，以捆锁收场。
Sin begins with fullness, but it ends with emptiness, dryness, and poverty.
罪从充满开始，以空虚、枯干、贫乏收场。
In Christ, the formula is different.
而在基督耶稣里，这个法则完全不同。
In Christ, happiness is freedom from the dominance of sin.
在耶稣里，快乐是得以脱离罪的权势而获得自由。
In Christ, happiness is the fullness of God's power.
在耶稣基督里，快乐是神大能的充满。
Not man's power.
而不是靠人的力量。
In Christ, happiness is fruitfulness.
在耶稣里，快乐是结满果子。
Your life will make a difference.
你的人生就会与众不同。
Yes, there may be tears now.
尽管现在仍然有眼泪。
But one day these tears will be permanently wiped away.
但是有一天这些眼泪要永远的擦干。
They will be turned into eternal joy.
并且成为永恒的喜乐。
And now what I want to leave you with is this question.
现在我要问你一个问题。
Are you experiencing this kind of happiness?
你是否正经历这样的喜乐呢?
If you're not, you can experience it today.
如果没有,今天你就可以得到这样的喜乐。
It is your choice.
这取决于你。
Why don't you come to the Lord Jesus right now?
为什么不现在就来到主耶稣面前呢?
Why don't you say to him, Lord Jesus Christ,
对主耶稣基督说,
Come into my life.
请你进到我们的生命里。
Forgive my sins.
宽恕我的罪。
Give me your happiness.
赐给我你的喜乐。
Which will continue for eternity.
那种永恒的喜乐。
And thank you for answering my prayers.
谢谢你听我的祷告。
Because that is your promise.
因为这是你所应许的，阿们。
风雨的心再次展开
是啊，快乐就是在耶稣的大爱中得享自由。当然，身为神儿女的我们也会常常陷入撒旦的诱惑而无法真正的喜乐。所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，请铭记耶稣的大能，他来了是为了让我们得享自由。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
Baby, baby, what can I say?